Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, when there was that whole Oval Office meeting and Donald Trump said, yeah, but he's going to come back. He's leaving Doge, but he's going to be back to advise me. Man, how do you think Trump feels right now? Elon Musk turned on him. And one of Trump's big deals right now is getting that big, beautiful bill passed. But Elon Musk is telling voters it's a betrayal to the American people. And he's urging American voters to vote out of office any politician that votes for it. I don't think anybody's listening to Elon Musk, but I just find that really, really interesting that they just have this meeting and Elon Musk goes on his way. But he's going to come back to advise me. And then like immediately he turns on President Trump and fires back with this just total denouncement of the big, beautiful bill. Why is that? I think Donald Trump forced him out of the position. I think he took the money and forced him out, and Elon Musk is now retaliating. I mean, that seems obvious to me. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is now saying that she's sorry she voted for it. She admits she didn't read it, but she voted for it. Well, who did she listen to? Did she find herself locked in the conservative echo chamber, and she listened to what everybody in the conservative media was saying, vote for it? Did she listen to Donald Trump, vote for it? Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I mean, look, if anybody's had their lips on Trump's ass, it's Marjorie Taylor Greene. And now she's turning on Trump and saying she's sorry she voted for the bill. She is against something in the bill that she didn't know was there. And it's pages 278, 279, where the government would strip states of their right to make laws to regulate AI for 10 years. And she's all for the states' rights. See, I'm really confused, and it seems like, again, I'm not speaking about all conservatives and all Republicans. If you're a reasonable conservative and a Republican, you know that I'm not talking about you. But I'm talking about the right-wing radicals. There's so much hypocrisy when it comes to states' rights. And right now, I think it's over immigration laws, but it's over something. The Trump administration is pressuring California to do something, trying to force California to do something that California doesn't want to do. And the Trump administration is threatening, well, if you don't do this, then what? I mean, you're going to lose aid or whatever. Well, I thought states had rights. I thought states could decide for themselves. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, well, states have rights to do this, but states don't have rights to do this. And I still find it fascinating that as soon as Roe v. Wade was essentially overturned by the Supreme Court, I find it interesting that the Republican talking point was, no, we didn't overturn Roe v. Wade. We just turn it over to the states to decide. Okay, well, then you want the states to decide. Then why would Governor Jeff Landry be upset if somebody goes from Louisiana to another state to have an abortion if it's legal in another state? If the talking point is states have the right to decide, it's up to the states to make that decision. Okay. But you can't turn around and condemn somebody for going to another state where it's legal and having an abortion. Because you see, this whole abortion issue is more about politics than it really is about abortion or saving lives. I mean, there are people who get fanatical about that. And you know, I'm anti-abortion, but I'm pro-life. And I'm sure you understand that you can be that way. But I just find this to be fascinating. So, I mean, what is it? Does anybody have an explanation for this? Is it states' rights or not? I mean, what if the state of California decided collectively as a state we're gonna ban the use of guns? Well, they can't do that because of the Constitution. And I will say this: the Constitution should supersede states' rights. So it is confusing. It's very hypocritical. And you either allow states to do what you want them to do or you don't. But states can't do something that's unconstitutional. And in the case of guns, that's a case where it would be unconstitutional to ban guns. If you want to join us with a comment, I mean, what about Marjorie Taylor Greene voting for this bill? Look, Democrats do it as well. They don't always read stuff. This is about our politicians. But the reason I'm not talking about the Democrats that do that is because that's not in the news. What is in the news now is Marjorie Taylor Greene admitting that she did not want to vote for Donald Trump's, or she would not have voted for Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill if she had known that this was in it. But she didn't know because she didn't read it. I mean, what is she doing? Just, you know, paying attention to her boyfriend? Is she just so busy attacking anybody that says anything truthful about Trump that they perceive as negative? Is she so busy protecting the president that she didn't have time to read the bill? I mean, what's the excuse for voting for something and not reading it? I mean, if you're Donald Trump, you don't read. And boy, that came out of the news again yesterday that it was about his daily briefing. The guy doesn't read. I mean, it's pretty scary if you don't read. And any of you who don't read, that's not good. It's not good. You need to read. So it's scary if people just don't even read. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right, Ian's going to join us at 2 o'clock. He's at a desk working in the back on some business because he's the assistant program director and brand manager. So he's got other stuff to do that I don't have to worry about. So Ian's going to join us at 2. But let's go to Coleman now with a few of your text messages.
This text says, she didn't read it. So these idiots in Congress aren't reading what they're voting for?
No, they're not. They're not.
So, Scoot, I have to ask, what do you think is worse, them not reading it and voting on it, or them admitting to the public, like, hey, I made a mistake, I didn't read it. So which one do you think
Man,
is more?
I don't know. Marjorie Taylor Greene has never been on my list of people who are highly intelligent. So I think she was really stupid to admit she hadn't read it. You know, I would have just kept my mouth shut. But, you know, she's now boldly saying, I would have not voted for it if I had read it. And I'm against it because of this area in the bill that strips the states of making laws or doing anything to regulate AI for 10 years. She thinks states should be able to do that.
This text says, the writing is all over the walls. Elon will run for president soon. Democrats better put a decent candidate so we don't have another moron in office.
Wow. I mean, you know, I really hadn't thought about that, but, you know, he could. But the problem is that he has pissed off so many Republicans. He's pissed off a lot of Trump supporters because he was stealing the spotlight from Trump and because people got angry because he wasn't elected and he's making all of these decisions about America and the American people, decisions that the president should be making, but it was apparent that he was making these decisions as part of DOGE. And he was part of DOGE because, again, when they had that Oval Office meeting last week, the president said, he's leaving Doge. Well, what does that mean? It means he was part of Doge. You can't leave something that you weren't part of. So in saying that he's leaving Doge, Trump admitted that he was part of Doge, even though at one point he tried to distance him from Doge.
This text says, leave Elon alone, please. My stock is going to tank.
Well, yeah, I hate that anybody is having problems with their stock because of politics. But I think what we're learning, and a lot of people maybe didn't know this, but the stock market and politics are very much in a symbiotic relationship. That's all you got? Okay. Well, we'll get back to some more later.
I mean, I have some, but they're kind of vulgar, and you know, they talk about you.
They're vulgar.
Yeah, they talk about you and your Afghan dog and stuff like that. And
Well, you know, I mean, look, you got to laugh at the hate. I mean, I love that I have the power to make people hate me. I really do. I mean, I know a lot of people love me, so I'm not insecure. But I love that I have this power to piss off people to the point where they just have to hate me. I mean, they just have to make ugly comments. I'm going to read some of those. I'm going to find out about some of those texts and read them. But I mean, I guess it makes them feel good about themselves. And people who like do this kind of thing, they're obviously really not happy with themselves. And you know, so I kind of made a joke, but it's true. I mean, I like Afghans. I think they're cool dogs. But I know what people would say if they saw me walking in the park with an Afghan. They would say the same thing they say about me now. But I find that so interesting. But so you judge people as being straight or gay based on the way they dress? Okay, let's do it again. Let's go back to Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin, back in the 70s. He was a total fembot when it came to his clothes. He was very feminine in his attire. And he had long hair. And he had very feminine movements on stage. Go back and look at some old film. Some old footage of Led Zeppelin, and take a look at Robert Plant on stage. He was totally feminine. But I can tell you what, that guy wasn't gay. The same thing with Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger has feminine moves on stage. Mick Jagger doesn't dress like a cowboy. And so nobody, the same people who were the same, and the same people and the same types of people who did not judge them want to judge me? Again, I find that so interesting, and I guess it's because I think some people are jealous. I think some people just, it makes them feel better about themselves. But there's nothing in my past that would ever indicate that I'm gay. But yet that continues to persist. Why? Because of the way I dress. You think because of this hate and criticism, you think I'm going to change? I'm not going to change what I wear. I'm not going to change the way I wear my hair. My hair is always different. I'm not going to change any of that because people might think that I'm gay because of that. I'm not going to change. You're not going to make me change. So you're really wasting your time. If you have a comment, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, we're going to get to your calls when we come back. Also, some more text messages coming up. And I've got to do it in the next few minutes. I want to share with you Michael Moore, the extremely liberal filmmaker. I want to share with you Michael Moore's Pledge of Allegiance. He has a new version of the Pledge of Allegiance that he wants to propose for people who do not support President Trump. So we'll get to that in just a few minutes. But you know, when I think about this administration, I think about how there is this continuous attempt to bully people. On the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar on this day in 1984, Bruce Springsteen released Born in the USA. The cover showed Bruce Springsteen with an American flag. It gave a lot of people the wrong impression of the song and the album. The song Born in the USA it's not a positive song about America. It's about the struggles that returning veterans had from the Vietnam War. It was a negative song about America and American vets coming home. And yet, some people play this on the 4th of July or Memorial Day. You have noticed, I'm sure, that when we do Memorial Day or 4th of July, when we do patriotic music as our bumper music, we never use Born in the USA because I know it's not a positive American song. I'm Scoot. All right, so we're getting some text messages. Yeah, so Elon Musk, see, it's kind of hard to think of Elon Musk as an African-American. but he's from South Africa, so he can't run for president. So I guess that's a good thing, because I don't really have a lot of faith in that guy.
It was a lot of text,
Yeah. Well, obviously, a lot of people are happy that he can't run. Let me just share this one with you. Somebody brings up Steven Tyler is another one who comes across as gay or very feminine, but he's not. So you don't judge Steven Tyler, but it's interesting that you want to judge me. I find that fascinating. Here is a text that says, like you, Scoot, always trashing Trump, you must be insecure. Just like telling people that they are. Well, the difference is when I talk about Trump, I'm not trashing Trump. I'm talking about true news stories about Donald Trump, the president. It's based on truth. Any suggestion that I'm gay is not based on truth. Raphael from New Orleans, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate your well-balanced view and you're allowing different voices on the air. How are you doing?
I'm good, and I appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm calling regarding the legislation that actually did not pass, except perhaps in Fessy's bill, which honestly is pretty weak in my humble opinion, and would undermine current laws that give penalties for weather modification. But I was actually at the Capitol for one of the hearings when the House bill, and later on we had Rainmaker. Now, I know you probably, if I'm not misspeaking for you, you do acknowledge that there is weather modification, and you differentiate that from geoengineering. Is that right?
Well, I mean, I know that there are things that can be done. I don't think the government controls the weather.
Okay. Well, before we get there, we have to acknowledge a few fundamental things. So we do have Rainmaker.
Let me bring everybody up to date. I mentioned that there was a bill. So it has failed now? The bill has failed to ban chemtrails?
The House bill has. The Senate bill is still up in
So the state is taking up a bill to ban chemtrails. And, you know, we talked about this recently, and I think this is a bogus conspiracy theory.
And geoengineering, actually, and it did attempt weather modification as well.
Well, I'm skeptical of a lot of that, to be honest with you.
Well, Rainmaker came to get us to remove the weather modification aspect, and they are actually there's a video of them you can look up. He's gone around to all the different states that are trying to pass laws saying weather modification is good, it helps in droughts, and you're shooting yourself in the foot if you ban the weather modification. Though geoengineering, which the government has spent billions on research, which now granted, research is supposed, it's like kind of a euphemism. If you say it's research, it doesn't imply that there's an active program, but research can include experiments. It's kind of a, and if you go back and you look at all the different government experiments on its own people over the decades that were considered a conspiracy theory at the time, but then later were admitted as true, and I could list them for you if you like.
All right, but no, if the government can control the weather, then why did Texas and California recently have to deal with very, very severe droughts? If they can make it rain, then why did those states have to deal with those severe droughts?
Well, so if we get stuck on chemtrails, then we'll never get further onto the technology and the patent.
Well, explain why would the government allow those states to go through those droughts?
Well, you can say there's different aspects of the government. It's not the government like we, the people, the government. There could be deeper aspects, the military aspects of it. There are two things. First of all, CO2 is not what drives climate. According to NASA, that says even small changes in the location or abundance of clouds can change the climate more than the anticipated changes brought about by greenhouse gases, human-produced aerosols, or other factors associated with global change. And that's NASA and their importance of understanding clouds.
All right, but that seems to be a subtopic of what we're really talking about with chemtrails.
Well, it's actually very relevant because if you look at what affects water vapor, it's aerosols and electromagnetic frequencies. And so you have the Air Force admitting that they actually used the HAARP facility to manage the ionosphere. And you got to ask yourself, why is the Air Force managing the ionosphere? And they said that they've moved on to other ways of managing the ionosphere, the HAARP was intended to inject.
I'd have to see some of that information. I'd have to see where some of it comes from.
I'd be happy to send that to
you. Please do. And listen, here's
why I love calling.
All right, send it to my email address, scoot@wwl.com, because I can't get it on the station text here in the studio.
Absolutely, I would be. Thank you for your time.
Sure. All right, Raphael. Thanks. Yeah, you know, I don't know about all of that. I know what causes chemtrails. They're not even chemtrails. They're called chemtrails, but they're contrails. It's condensation. What you see in the sky is nothing to fear, but there are some people who fear it. Janice, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
I'm going to tell you something. How are you, first of all?
Good.
I don't want to forget to ask you how you are.
Thank you.
I got to remember to do that. But I'm going to tell you something. I know Ian's at a desk. I don't know if he can hear me. But I'm going to make you laugh.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Back in the day, my husband, with his long, pretty hair and everything. I mean, he was just the handsomest, sexiest thing in the whole world. He really was. And he told me that one time he was at a bar in the French Quarter, as he had worked at WNOE, and he was there at the bar. I think he was still
working
at NOE at the time. Yeah, he was in the quarter anyway. Maybe he wasn't working at NOE at that time.
All right, I'm going to kind of run out of time here. So
okay. Anyway, this guy asked him if he wanted to go party.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Jim Nabors. And he pointed towards Bourbon Street. He says, "No, I don't." He says, "Walk two blocks in this direction and then hang a right," meaning Bourbon Street. He says, "and walk down. And you will find what you're looking for." I just thought that
was
hilarious.
It was Jim Nabors, the actor?
Yeah, Jim Nabors.
Because I knew he was gay. You know, my mom...
Years ago...
My mom lived in Beverly Hills when she was young, so we knew all the scoop. I mean, we knew when we were kids, we knew that Rock Hudson and Jim Nabors were gay, and they were even a couple at one point. Yeah,
I had no idea. I didn't know? Because they are the manly. Yeah. Every relationship, whether it be heterosexual or gay, has a male figure and a female figure, which really, you know,
well Jim Nabors wasn't really that, I mean, masculine other than his voice, and you know, I was surprised that there was so much, controversy over gays in the military because, I mean, we all saw Gomer Pyle, USMC, and we figured that there were always gays in the military. All right, Janice, I'm sorry. I've got to get to a break here. We're going to get to more of your calls coming up, and, you know, we're going to continue to talk about this this anger. I think Trump is really angry at Elon Musk because Elon Musk is now bashing the big, beautiful bill, telling you, the American people, to vote against any politician that votes for it. He says the bill is a betrayal of the American people. Yeah, we got a lot going on this afternoon, and we'll get to chemtrails in the next hour on WWL. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 1977, this was the number one song in the R&B charts. And when I was a DJ on the air in 77, I was playing this song every damn day. Loved it! I'm Scoot. All right, we're going to come back in the next hour. We'll talk about the state considering a bill that would ban chemtrails. We talked about this recently on the show. And, you know, there's no changing the minds of people who have already made up their minds about things. But, you know, there might be some deep, dark secrets in this country. But a lot of those deep, dark secrets come from people who just want to spread deep, dark secrets because it's clickbait. So we're going to look into this further in the next hour. All right. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. And
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And we're coming back. You know, I really said I was going to do it at the last part of last hour. Didn't get to it. I'm going to do that. That new proposed Pledge of Allegiance from Michael Moore, the ultra-liberal, coming up here in just a few minutes. Hey, can anybody figure out why the New York Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau? Tom Thibodeau, the guy takes the Knicks. I mean, a young team. They really don't, you know, have any super... I mean, they've got great players, but they don't have, like, superstar names. And they made it to the Eastern Finals. I mean, they beat the Celtics early in the playoffs. And they fired the guy... because they get close, but they don't get there. I mean, I think the Pelicans might like to have a guy like that. I'm sure he's going to end up somewhere. But I was listening to Howard Stern, and they were talking, Howard and the staff were talking about how it's because of the way he looks. It's because of, you know, he's never been married, and basically they were saying that he looks like he's kind of drooling when he stands up with his mouth open while he's watching the game. That it looks like he's drooling, and they go, well, we can't have a guy like that as our coach because what other reason? I mean, they're saying it's because of the way he looks. And then he's got this strand of hair across the top, a couple of strands of hair across the top. But I, you know, I mean, look, maybe they know more than I do or you do, but I just thought it was kind of shocking that Tom Thibodeau was fired. I mean, he was an assistant for a long time with the Spurs and then goes to the Knicks and he's got a successful career. I mean, getting the Knicks to the Eastern Finals, I thought was really amazing. And, you know, they almost got there, but the Pacers were a better team. The Knicks just didn't have enough defense to stop the Pacers' offense and the Pacers killed them with three-pointers. But I just thought that was interesting. And then I thought it was interesting that they were talking about how Stern was talking about how it's because of the way he looks. And I mean, is there anything to that? I mean, do you judge a coach by the way the coach looks? I mean, he does kind of stand there on the sideline, you know, wearing all black. And his mouth is kind of open, but I never saw any drool come out of it. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air. Wednesday, we are heading toward the weekend. You know, it's pretty obvious that Jesse Waters is a chauvinist pig. It's pretty obvious. I mean, if you were with Jesse Waters, you better be prepared for, you know, being with a chauvinist. Because now he says that all of the swimsuit models, I guess in Sports Illustrated and elsewhere, all of the swimsuit models and the swimsuit models on runway shows were obese during the Biden years. Somehow blaming the heavier swimsuit models on Obama. I don't know how intelligent Jesse Waters is. I mean, he's a pretty boy. He's on TV. He's got, nice body language on TV and a very comforting voice. But he's a pretty boy. I mean, maybe he's not that intelligent. But, I mean, to suggest that Livy Dunn and others... this is crazy. I mean, I see the pictures of the women he's calling obese. They're not obese. And the other thing, I guess Jesse Waters never noticed this. See, look, here's the goal. I'm telling you, I've been in this business a long time. I know this for a fact. And maybe I'm stupid because I don't do this. I don't do this. But there are people, and maybe Jesse Waters is one of them, there are people in this business that do nothing but feed their audience with things that they know the audience wants to hear. The idea of blaming the weight of swimsuit models on the Biden years is effing insanity. I mean, that's as dumb as some of the things that comes out of the White House. Calling them obese. They're not obese. But the other trend that I guess Jesse Waters doesn't notice is that there is a trend toward showing plus model women in situations where only thin women have been before. TV news anchors, TV reporters locally, and even to some degree nationally, don't look the way they used to look. There are plus size women in those positions. And it's just a reflection of reality because everybody's not skinny. And so I think this is a good trend. There's a plus size model mannequin at Victoria's Secret. That's new. Why would you criticize that? That's a reflection of reality. Some women are plus size. So why should plus size women feel reluctant to go into Victoria's Secret and think, well, there's nothing in there for me? When, you know, there's a plus size model mannequin there, makes it more inviting for them. I mean, it's good for business. It's good for American business. And it's all a reflection of the reality that not everybody's skinny. But I mean, Jesse Waters just proves once again that he's a chauvinist. We're going to get to chemtrails here in just a minute, but I want to share with you this proposed new Pledge of Allegiance for non-Trump supporters being proposed by ultra-liberal filmmaker Michael Moore. Now, you remember the Pledge of Allegiance when you were a kid? Yeah. Movies to say it. In my school, we said it every day at the beginning of class. We stood up and we said the Pledge of Allegiance. And I've told you the stupid story about how I believe that it was interesting that there was nobody in the history books named Richard Stans. And I mentioned this yesterday, because when we said the Pledge of Allegiance, we said to the Republic of Richard Stans. That's what I thought they were saying. And that's the way I used to say it, to the Republic of Richard Stans, as opposed to the Republic for which it stands. I thought they were saying Richard Stans. And I'm thinking, if this guy's in the Pledge of Allegiance, why is he not in the history books? And I could never find Richard Stans in the history books. So here is the new proposed Pledge of Allegiance from liberal filmmaker Michael Moore. I pledge allegiance to the people of the United States of America and to the democracy for which we all stand. One person, one vote. One nation, part of one world. Everyone a seat at the table. Everyone a slice of the pie. With liberty and justice, equality and kindness, and the pursuit of happiness for all. So what do you think of that? We did it very late in the show yesterday, so I wanted to do it a little earlier in the show today. In fact, I think I'm going to put this on Facebook. I might even do it on Substack. I did a video on Substack. It's a Scoot on the Air Substack. I hope you'll join me there. I'm doing more there than I am on Facebook right now. It's a different audience, and I don't have to deal with the stupidity that I've been dealing with on Facebook. So it's Substack. Go to substack.com and look for Scoot on the Air, and I hope you will subscribe. I hope you'll become a member with us. But I'll do it there as well. But I did a video this morning about what did I do it on this morning? I did it, I think, on Elon Musk. What did I do? Oh, Harvey Milk. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, thank you, Ian. Ian's with us. He was stuck at a desk in the office for the first hour of the show. I did it on Harvey Milk in the beginning of Gay Pride Month and how the administration is trying to strip this Navy ship of the name Harvey Milk, the U.S. NS Harvey Milk. Harvey Milk was an openly gay politician who became the first openly gay person elected to public office in California. He was considered to be a patriotic activist, and the ship was named after him. And so at the beginning of Pride Month, the Trump administration decides, well, let's strip it of that name. And that's just shooting a shot at the left and throwing red meat to the ultra right. And I think it's amazing that in 2025, we still have people who claim to be conservative Republicans who don't understand conservative ideology. Because if you're a true Republican, you're not going to talk about the government interfering in the personal lives of individuals, especially when it's what goes on in their bedroom. But there are people who, you know, yeah, get that gay name off that ship, man. We don't need no military ship with no gay person name on it. I mean, that's the ignorance of a lot of Americans. It's not all Republicans, not all conservatives, but it's the right-wing radicals. Anyway, so let me get back to the Pledge of Allegiance. Look, here's my problem with this by Michael Moore. Everyone a slice of the pie. No, everybody doesn't get a slice of the pie. You can pursue getting a slice of the pie, but not everybody gets a slice. And also, I like the pursuit of happiness for all, because that's what it is. It is the pursuit of happiness. Happiness is not guaranteed. Nothing in the Constitution guarantees happiness. You are not guaranteed happiness. And I think sometimes when people are not happy and they see other people happy, they think they've been screwed over. No, man, you got to go find your happiness. You got to go out there and friggin' grab it. It's not going to come find itself and put itself in your lap. You got to find happiness. And you're not going to be happy all the time. But if you're not happy and you see other people happy, you shouldn't be saying, well, I got screwed over, man. They're happy and I'm not. Well, they found their happiness and you need to find yours. But, you know, this country does not promise happiness. This country promises the opportunity to pursue happiness. All right. If you want to join us, we'll get to chemtrails here in just a minute. But the Louisiana legislature is considering a bill to ban chemtrails. I can't wait to talk about this. I mean, this is based on conspiracy theories, you know. We've talked about it before, but now we're going to talk about it again because our legislators are spending time on a bill to ban chemtrails when this is bogus. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Jimmy in Gretna, what do you have for us?
Hey, Scoot. Hey man, Jimmy. Listen. I saw on Facebook your post at the Rick Springfield, John Waite, Wang Chung concert, and it looked like a great time. I wish I could have went. I wasn't able to go. I really like Rick Springfield, considering his age, very, very spry, older man, older gentleman there. And I want to let you know they had some Jefferson Parish representatives there. Also, looking at the way they set up that amphitheater in Gaucher, in plans to open up something similar in 2 to 3 years in Kenner, from what I understand.
So that would be awesome. That would be awesome. You know, I did post a picture. You know, I'm kind of in the foreground. In the background is the theater. There's reserve seating close to the stage, but the rest of it is like a meadow area where you can bring blankets, you can rent chairs or bring blankets, and just, man, people had, like, you know, four blankets all spread out and they're all hanging out and just like laying around and listening to the music. And I thought it was a great setting.
Yeah, I've never been to that venue, but I'm looking forward to eventually checking it out. But, yeah, in regards to all the debate about chemtrails and the previous caller, she seemed very knowledgeable. And again, I agree with her. That's what's great about your show. You allow opposing views to call in. And, you know, listen, I like debates. I see all this stuff. Chemtrails tied into weather modification. One side thinks it's weather modification technology that's mimicking climate change to usher in some kind of climate change phenomenon, and the other side thinks it's climate change. Kind of reminds me a lot, Scoot, of the debate with going on now in St. Bernard. One side is all for the port, and a lot of residents are against it. They think they're going to turn it into a citizenless industrial zone. Same thing with the Divergent Project. I find it interesting, the debate between the fishermen who think it's going to decimate the seafood industry and the other side that thinks it's going to build land with the diversion project plan for Blackmans Parish. So, yeah. Again, I appreciate your show and you letting people talk about the different sides of all that, you know, whether it be weather modification, chemtrails, or the diversion, or the port plan in St. Bernard.
Well, I appreciate that you appreciate that, Jimmy, and I hope you shucked a lot of oysters. Jimmy's always involved in the Croatian oyster, grilled oyster, raw oyster area at these festivals, and the Lafitte Seafood Festival was this past weekend. All right, I got to get your break here. If you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian is back at the controls in the studio, and we'll get to some of your text messages coming up. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1992, the United States Post Office decided to do an Elvis stamp. And then there was a big debate, young Elvis or old Elvis? The question was there enough room on the stamp to even fit old Elvis? So anyway, young Elvis won by a landslide. It ultimately went on to become the Elvis stamp. All right, we're coming back with more. Hey, look, it's Wednesday already. We're halfway to the weekend. We'll be back, and we'll talk about chemtrails and get your calls and texts coming up on WWL. You know, somebody on Substack, I mentioned this earlier, somebody on Substack said the reason we have Gay Pride Month is because of all the people who are bitching and complaining about Gay Pride Month. Yeah, these are people who still want to rob people of being able to live their lives. This is America. Man, somebody can do something, or they can be somebody that you don't like. They can do things that you don't like. You may be doing things they don't like. But I'm just amazed that there's just so much rhetoric about this. And I think it's really sad that there are corporations that are afraid to sponsor gay pride events like they did in the past because of the hate that is in the air in America today. It's a new hate in the air, and people are looking for reasons to hate people. They're looking for reasons to condemn and criticize people, and the LGBT community is part of that. And it's sad because the only thing that makes them different from you is what they do in their bedroom, and that's none of your business. All right, before we get to chemtrails, we've got a couple of calls to get to. Let's go to the North Shore. Don, you're on WWL.
Thank you for taking my call, Scoot.
Sure.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Scoot. You know, I heard that pledge, and I'm like, oh, my God, you couldn't pay me $1 billion with a B, say that pledge.
Man, that's a lot of money.
No, that's a lot of money. I love my country, and I love the way we're set up, and there's no way. Think about it. A democracy. A democracy, is that really what we want? We want, in Louisiana, we want California, Texas, Florida, New York, and Illinois. Telling the entire rest of the country how we're going to handle it. We're already screwed on our offshore oil reserves. We're really getting screwed in.
What part of the pledge bothered you most?
The democracy part. We don't live in a democracy. We live in a representative republic, and I like that way because it kind of keeps it balanced, you know. And we got to think about a democracy. When you think about a democracy, you're talking about majority rule.
So you would be
one vote.
Well, I know you're right, but Don, you can't prevent people from referring to our form of government as a democracy because that has become sort of a layman's term for the constitutional republic. I mean, you can get technical if you want. That ain't important to me. That's not important to me. Democracy is what it's used.
Scoot.
Well, you can't stop it. I mean, you can't stop it.
We can't stop people from referring to it as
a democracy.
I think we could. I think the blame lies in one simple thing, the reason we call it a democracy instead of what it is. And it's the failed education system nationwide.
Well, whatever. I mean, you're not gonna change the new meaning of the term gay. I mean, when the Flintstones sang it was a gay old time, that had nothing to do with homosexuals, but you're not gonna change people from referring to gay people as gay, even though it originally was designed to mean happy. But there's certain things that are accepted in our society, and democracy is kind of a slang term to refer to this republic, and I accept that with the understanding that people know that it's not a true democracy.
No, but that's what they but they are pushing for a true democracy. The people on the left are pushing for a true democracy. Think about how much we vote here in Louisiana already. Do we really want to go vote for every little thing we do? Because there are people
I think that's a right-wing thing, too. It's not just a left-wing thing. But if it bothers you, it bothers you, but you're going to be bothered the rest of your life because it's not going to change.
Well, unfortunately, our education system is what it is, and it's failing. And it's failing our future.
I just don't feel the need to say constitutional republic and replace that with democracy every time I feel the need to say, hey, you know, we're a democracy, because I know what that means. I assume that people know what it means, and we don't have to, you know, worry about how everything is not something. I mean, we can't vote on everything. I agree with you totally on that. But I agree that we're not a democracy. I just don't agree that it's a big deal that people refer to our constitutional republic as a democracy. But, you know, I understand that it bothers you. Pierre in Metairie, you're on WWL.
Well, Scoot, I wanted to talk about chemtrails. Can you put me back on the shelf?
No, yeah, no, go ahead, man. Let's talk about chemtrails. This state representative is claiming that chemtrails are bad, and she wants to have this bill passed in the legislature that would ban chemtrails.
Correct.
I did a whole show on this recently, and the chemtrails that people are so afraid of are actually contrails, and it comes from the engine exhaust of jets when the hot air hits the cool air.
Correct. You know, we've had contrails for going back 80 plus years. World War II saw condensation trails all over the place, and yet it just wasn't a big deal then. However, based upon the actions of the Louisiana legislature, whether it's on fluoride or chemtrails or anything else, I'm starting to wonder whether there may not be chemicals being sprayed over the state capitol.
Well,
because
you know, I think
the
that's...
The intelligence level seems to have dropped precipitously.
I think that's a point, Pierre. I think there might be chemtrails sprayed over the Capitol itself, but not over all of Baton Rouge.
No, there are crop dusters that are able to get very low, those little old biplanes.
They could circle the Capitol.
Right over the parking lot.
Yeah. They could circle the building.
Seriously, dude, you know, if it was actually a chemical trail, why not do it at night? Not every plane is doing this. Not every flight is doing this.
I know.
And so if there's some nefarious or secretive goal, why not do it at night or on an overcast day? We'd never know.
Pierre, this
is just ridiculous.
It's a great point. It is ridiculous. I mean, we talked about this recently. Look, we've talked also about how people are prone to believe conspiracy theories. And when they don't understand something and they can't find an answer for it, if there's things going on that are unexplained, then the idea of chemtrails makes sense. That, yeah, the reason that there are things going on that I can't understand is because the government has been spreading this chemical gas all over America, all over the country, and it's affecting the brains of the people. It's affecting the health of the people. When in reality, when you look up and you see the white smoke coming out, it's not smoke, the white vapor coming out of the back of the jet engines. Look, there are some chemicals mixed up in there, but it's a minute amount. It's not a chemtrail. It's a contrail. It's a condensation trail. It's the result of hot air from the engines hitting the cold air. The cold air up there at 30,000 feet is really cold. I mean, way, way, way below zero. I mean, when you're flying and you're taking off in a plane, it doesn't take you long to get to freezing. And when you're up there in the atmosphere, it's well below zero. So that's the result of these chemtrails. Ian, if you can, look up where State Representative Kimberly Landry Coates, Coates, see where she's from. She's the one who sponsors this bill, and she says that this is a bill to prevent any chemicals above us in the air, specifically to modify the weather. Well, if the government could modify the weather, then why do states go through droughts? I don't understand that. Now, Coates is claiming that this bill is important because she says aluminum, barium, and other chemicals have been found in aircraft engine exhaust, but she doesn't say where she got the information. This is so typical of right-wing radicals. She doesn't say where she got the information. She's making this crap up. She claims, and that's a key word, claims the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is responsible for chemtrails, together with multiple other groups and contractors. But she doesn't have specifics. And this is all something that is not believed by State Representative C. Dennis Marcel. C. Denise Marcel. It's nice to know that there's some wisdom in the legislature. Over the past 25 years, there have been legislative attempts to outlaw chemtrails in the United States, Canada, and the UK. But each time, these bills have failed. Why? Because of a lack of evidence. There's no evidence of chemtrails being real. I know this may shock the belief system of many who might be listening, but now you have one less thing to worry about. If you have been worried about chemtrails, let it go. Just take a deep breath and worry about something else. Because of all the stuff you have to worry about, you don't have to worry about chemtrails. Where is Kimberly Landry Coates from?
Tangipahoa Parish, the 73rd District, which includes Ponchatoula and parts of Hammond.
Well, this is cuckoo. I mean, I figured she was from North Louisiana, you know, but there's somebody in Tangipahoa Parish who believes this stuff. Some of you listening to the show might have voted for her. She's wrong. And why can't the woman come up with evidence? She's just parroting what she's been told by other people who believe this ridiculous ridiculous conspiracy theory. So Kimberly Landry Coates doesn't have the information, but she believes all this specific stuff. This is BS. So I don't know. She's wasting your time. She's wasting those of you who voted for her. She's wasting your tax dollars. She's wasting our tax dollars because the legislature is spending, if the legislature spends 30 seconds on this, it's wasting its time. Seriously, this is just, it's bogus. We've talked about it before. And again, there are people who are going to believe the conspiracy theory, because it's something that explains what can't be explained. Well, some things can't be explained. But there's nothing to this. So please just relax and let it go. And why have these bills failed? And why can't Kimberly Coates, why can't this woman come up with hardcore evidence about why this is happening? She has no evidence, but she's going with it. And this is typical of the right-wing radicals. They hear something and they go with it. They believe it. They believe it in their hearts. They know it's true. This is happening. I know this is happening. But they've got no evidence that it's happening. It's just coming from their fantasy minds. And it's a waste of time. If you want to join us with a comment, and we're going to get to some of your text messages when we come back. The Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right. On the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, it was on this day in 1993. There was a disturbance at the home of Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love. And the police were called because of a domestic dispute. Kurt Cobain was arrested, but he claimed that the reports of him choking his wife were false. And he said, if you were married to her, you'd choke her too. He actually said that the police were called because they were playing music too loudly. And he didn't really choke her. But who would blame him if he did? I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This song is about the tragic shooting that took place at Kent State University in 1970 during a Vietnam War protest. The National Guard, the Ohio National Guard, shot and killed four students. Four people were killed, eight were injured, another was permanently paralyzed. Nobody knows actually who gave the order. I did a lot of reading on this a few years ago. And nobody wants to take responsibility for giving the order to fire. But just imagine a student protest against the Vietnam War, and the Ohio National Guard fires on the students. And I think one of the students killed was not even part of the protest. So this was a really horrific event. But this was an example of how the government, the establishment, felt about anti-war protesters. Do you know what generation the anti-war protesters were from? That's the boomer generation. The boomer generation was protesting, and the establishment at the time did not like them, did not trust them, wanted to shut them down and stop their voices. And these four students shot and killed, eight injured, and one permanently paralyzed. Really a tragic day. Didn't take Neil Young long to write the song after that had happened. It was released on this day in 1970. All right, I'm Scoot, and we're talking also a little bit about Elon Musk leaving that meeting last week in the Oval Office with Donald Trump. Man, something happened. I think he might have been kicked out. And he's pissed. And he's just bashing Trump's big, beautiful bill. I mean, here these guys were like in sync. And Elon Musk is bashing the bill, telling every one of you to vote against any politician that votes for this bill, because he said it's a betrayal of the American people. All right, let's get to more of your calls. We've also been talking about the ridiculous notion that chemtrails are a threat to us. Those contrails that you see in the sky are essentially harmless. There is a woman in the Tangipahoa area in Louisiana, and she's brought a bill before the legislature trying to ban chemtrails, but she doesn't have any evidence to back up her concern. That is laughable. From Metairie, Nate, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I don't know what you mean by evidence, but I've heard with my own ears, I've seen the video from C-SPAN of a government bureaucrat saying we're going to spray things in the atmosphere to reflect the sun to stop global warming. It's called SAI. It's not a conspiracy. I mean, there's probably 5 to 10 articles you could find in about 10 seconds if you type in on your smart device, stratospheric aerosol injections. I mean, to call it a conspiracy is like saying the earth, these guys think the earth is round. These guys think the earth is round. They're crazy, right-wing, wacko. It's a fantasy in their mind. No, it's not. It just didn't come from my mind, some fantasy. I watched the government federal guy say we're going to do stratospheric aerosol injections. So
dude,
don't talk
man,
down
dude,
to me like I'm a retard because I heard the government say they're going to do it.
Dude, calm down. What you're talking about, I'll look that up, but what you're talking about is far different from chemicals being sprayed in the air to harm people. And that's what the chemtrail conspiracy theory is about.
No, it's not. It's about people being concerned that the government is telling you they're going to be spraying things in the atmosphere to stop climate change. I've read five, six articles on it. I've read a major university. I don't know if it was Colorado or Alaska, whichever one. They had to shut it down because they were making it rain. And you say, if they can make it rain, why do we have droughts? You have colleges that can make a cloud show up and rain, and the government had to come shut it down. You look up the Ho Chi Minh Trail. You want to talk about Vietnam? They were making it rain on the Vietnam Trail 50 years ago to flood the Viet Cong. So, you know, don't. I'm upset because you talked down to me and you made it like I'm making something up when I've literally read article after article, and I'm concerned about it. I don't want them spraying anything in the atmosphere.
Okay.
That stuff settles down on the crops and it gets into our diet.
Yeah. Well, Nate, I don't think they're spraying anything. And I will look up some of those things, but I'll tell you, you know, you can find sources to confirm anything that you want to believe on the internet.
Nate, can I offer you a tip?
Yes.
If you're going to be quite so vociferous about what you've told us on the air here today, take the 5 minutes to be able to name the person you saw say it and the place that you saw them say it. So we can all go, oh, it was John Brennan on C-SPAN. Or it was Jim Jimerson from the, you know, University of Colorado at Boulder. Be specific if you're going to be that angry, bud.
That's good advice. However, it would literally take you 10 seconds to type
Ian's right, Nate. If you're going to be this damn angry about it, you name it.
Well, I'm angry when people say I make
you name it. Well, you got
to name down to me.
You're
isolating your audience.
Name,
you're making them feel stupid.
Well,
come
there
on,
are
man.
There are a lot of people that don't believe you. There are a lot of people listening who agree with me.
It's not about belief. It's a fact.
All right,
that they
why can't you tell
going
us the
to
fact?
Spray the
Nate?
Atmosphere with aluminum to reflect the sun's rays.
Why, if
it's
you are so, if you have,
that.
If you have such great conviction, why can't you name anybody or name any specific source?
I don't even have a smartphone, Scoot. I get on the internet about twice a week. Okay.
Well, maybe you're a little you're out of touch. I don't know. Maybe you're not getting the information that the rest of us are getting. Maybe you have been hooked into believing that. I don't know. I would calm down. I don't think you need to be paranoid about this or angry about it. I do have to get to a break. But I do appreciate you calling. You don't have to get that angry about this. I'm going to stick with what I believe. I'm not saying that there are not things that can be done, but I'm telling you, the government, I do not believe, is controlling the weather. There are sources out there that will convince you the government is controlling the weather, but those sources are not necessarily credible sources. There is information out there to support any conspiracy theory you want to believe. And chemtrails, the stuff that's coming from those jets up there, is a contrail. It is condensation, and it's nothing to worry about. I'm not saying our government is innocent of everything, but those are contrails up there that aren't hurting anybody. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1966, it was their first big hit, Hanky Panky. Tommy James and the Shondells. Man, this was a terrible song. This song was a terrible song compared to some of the songs they did. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We are going to get to your calls right after the news. Please hang on because I do want to talk to all of you, and we'll get to some of your text messages coming up on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day. Oh, man, I remember this so, so well. It was on this day in 1967. The movie To Sir With Love, featuring Lulu, premiered in New York City. Movie about an African-American teacher and some young students. All right, we've got a lot to talk about with the chemtrails and the last caller, Nate, and your calls and texts coming up next. I'm Scoot on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yesterday after the show, I had this picture of me and Rick Springfield backstage, and I had a conversation with him, and then my social media director Karen Groh was going to do a picture. Said, "Okay, you guys, let's do a quick pic." And after the conversation I had with him, we were talking, and I mean, like for the picture, Rick grabs me around the neck and like just pulls me right to him. Look at my face in the picture. I'm a little surprised, but I posted it as an endearing moment with Rick Springfield after the show. And that's posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook. It might also be on the Instagram account as well. It has received over 75,000 views and 625 interactions. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, just a picture. But it's interesting. But yeah, it was... Look, it was a great. I had a great conversation. I mean, again, as I said, Monday, was that yesterday? God, it seems like it was 2 days. It was Wednesday already. Okay, yeah, on Monday after going to the show in Goshen, Mississippi, I just said how great he is. At 75 years old, I mean, the guy's at the top of his game. I mean, it's really unbelievable. But it's great inspiration, especially for you Xers and millennials and Zoomers. Man, you can be kicking ass later in life. You don't have to be depressed about, getting older. You get to be 50, 60. Man, don't worry about it because, like, Rick Springfield is in great shape, looks great, kicking it at 75 years old. And it's was cool. I enjoy my conversations with him the many times that we've talked. But anyway, I posted that picture there. And it was kind of funny to see my face. Just take a look at my face in that picture. I was a little surprised. But anyway, it was fun. And it meant that he was just having fun with me by pulling me closer. We put in a call to the mayor of Goshen, Mississippi, because I wanted to talk to the mayor and just say how much I enjoyed that venue. It's called the Sound Amphitheater in Goshen, Mississippi. It's the second Goshen, Mississippi exit off the interstate. And Goshen is between Biloxi and Pascagoula. And it's a great venue, and I just wanted to tell him how great it was. But, we put in a call and haven't heard back from him at all. So, look, before we move on, we're going to get to your calls and text messages. But I want to just talk for a moment about the last caller we had, Nate, who was really, really angry. And I'm not going to beat up on Nate, but Nate was just bashing me and yelling about how I'm talking down to him, making him feel like he's retarded. Which, of course, is never my intent, but I'm trying to set the record straight on these chemtrails and this conspiracy theory. And we're talking about this because there is a representative, a Louisiana representative, who is sponsoring a bill that would ban chemtrails. Well, the chemtrails that these conspiracy theorists are worried about don't happen. They're non-existent. It's contrails, condensation trails. It's when the hot air from the engine hits the cold air at higher altitudes. You get this vapor. It's not some kind of malicious smoke or exhaust that's spreading chemicals all over this country. Ian said that Pierre, a regular caller that we have from Metairie, called back. He called on the show to talk about it, but he called back and he said, tell this to Scoot. And Pierre makes a great point. If these things are over the United States, you know, these jets are at like 30,000 plus feet. They're over 30,000 feet in the air. Whatever comes out of their engines is not going to land in the United States. I mean, it's going to land in some faraway land or over the ocean. I mean, you know, it's not like a crop duster, like is dusting right over the crop. So the fear over chemtrails is ridiculous. And then Nate is talking about all these things that he's seen and read and heard. And he was really animated and really, really pissed off at me. Nate, if you're still listening, dude, you know, you may not have a smartphone. You may be on the internet twice a week. I don't know where you're getting your information, but you seem to have a lot of information. But yet Nate could not name one source where he got his information. But he's sure that chemtrails exist. We're not talking about cloud seeding. Cloud seeding's been around forever. The chemtrail conspiracy theory is that there is some kind of chemical that is affecting the American population that is a plot from the government to do something to the American people. I'm not exactly sure what, but it's essentially poisoning the American people or affecting our behavior because of the chemicals that are coming out of these jets. Well, again, as Pierre points out, this stuff is in the atmosphere, the upper atmosphere, and it's from the jet stream. It's going to be taken all over the place. It's not going to fall right on us. But I just Googled, are chemtrails real? And one after another, chemtrails debunked. Chemtrail conspiracy theory. You can find, look, as I have said, you can find information on the internet to support anything you want to believe. But that doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it true. And the legitimate information supports what we talk about on this show because we focus on the truth. Chemtrails are nothing to be feared because they're not chemtrails. They're contrails. It's condensation. And I tell Nate and I tell all of you who are worried about this to stop worrying about it. I think people like Nate get so wrapped up in believing something that they can't reconcile the truth. If it's not what they believe, they're so into what they believe, they're so passionate about what they believe, that they can't reconcile being told that they're wrong. And everybody's not right about everything, but we're just trying to set the record straight here. You know, we're not talking about creating a cloud and rain. We're talking about the chemtrail conspiracy theories. And it's based on the idea that there's poison out there and that the American government is poisoning us with these chemtrails. And that's simply not true. And again, this legislator in Baton Rouge who has this idea that these chemtrails are dangerous to us in Louisiana, there's no way that what is falling, that's coming out of these jets is going to fall on Louisiana anyway. And you know, she's arguing that this is a danger, but she doesn't have any information. She doesn't have information to support what she's claiming. This is laughable. And it's just so easy to be honest and tell the truth. But if people have invested in believing something and they passionately believe it, and you tell them the truth and you let them know that they're wrong, a lot of people can't deal with that because it makes them feel badly about themselves. And nobody should feel that way. Man, take the knowledge as something that's positive and move on with your life. And I think, my God, if I'm so worried about chemtrails and all of a sudden this guy on the radio explains, I don't have to worry about this anymore because again, what I'm saying is true. And you can look it up yourself. I would be relieved. Oh my God, I don't have to worry about chemtrails anymore. I can worry about other stuff. So anyway. All right, let's get to a few calls. Jerry is in Gaucher. Hey, Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how are you?
I'm good.
Scoot, didn't you, at the beginning of your program, weren't you talking about a stamp?
Yeah, well, I talked about, at one point we talked about, it was on this day. Let me get the specific date here. I've got this here. My papers get so screwed up here. On this day in 1992, the U.S. Post Office decided that they were going to do an Elvis stamp. And then there was the argument about young Elvis or old Elvis.
Okay. I wanted to let you know that I'm 85,
okay,
Marine veteran. But when I was just a young boy, after the war, they made stamps out of, let's see.
That's okay. Take your time.
Oh, gosh.
I couldn't tell you. Well, what was your what was going to be your point?
The stamp. It was Flags of Our Fathers was the name of the movie, and I mean, and also about one of the battles we had in World War II on the island.
You talking about Iwo Jima?
They made a stamp for that.
Okay,
and my mother later in life, she had several of them, but then as she got older, she lost them. But, man, if you still had one of those Iwo Jima stamps right now, you would have some money.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. And, man, people collect stamps. There's even a name for that. I don't remember what it is. But, yeah, people collect stamps and you know, make money selling the stamps and collecting other stamps.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah,
I wish I had several of them.
Yeah, well, Jerry, I was in your city Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening.
I was 1 mile north of you.
Oh wow, yeah, I should have come by to say hi.
Yeah, I just live 1 mile north of that stadium where you. Yeah. You saw that Springsteen, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, Jerry, Willie Nelson. Yeah. Willie Nelson was there. I missed that, but that had to be awesome.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks a lot.
All right, Jerry, I'm glad you called in. Thanks for listening in. Go Shea. All right, let's go to Tony in Metairie. Tony, you're on WWL. Hello, Tony. All right, we'll check back with Tony. We're going to get back to some of your text messages when we come back. We have also been talking about Elon Musk just really turning on Donald Trump. I mean, he's bashing this big, beautiful bill, and he's telling any of you who vote, do not vote for any politician. It's across America. Don't vote for any of the politicians that vote for the budget, Donald Trump's budget, because it is a betrayal of the American people. Well, there are reasons that Elon Musk is pissed at Trump, and we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. And if you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Also, Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying that she wishes she would have read the bill before she voted for it. She's admitting she didn't read the bill. She voted. Look, Democrats and Republicans do this. They vote for this crap and they don't even read it first. And she says she found out that there was something in it. It's page 78, pages 78, 278 and 279, where it says states will lose the right to make laws or to regulate AI for 10 years. She said, if I would have known that was in it, I wouldn't have voted for it. Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene, what the hell were you doing? Why didn't you read it before you voted for it? Oh, I guess because she's caught in the conservative media echo chamber. And she was told it was okay. Trump said it's okay. And nobody has had their lips planted on Trump's butt more than Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, maybe there are others that are equal to her, but she's had him firmly planted on his butt for a long time. So, you know, kind of surprised to hear that she says she would not have voted for it if she would have known what was in it. All right. It's June the 4th. This is the beginning of Gay Pride Month. And I think it's really sad that corporations have decided that they're not, some corporations have decided they're not going to sponsor Gay Pride events out of fear of backlash. Why would anybody hold a company accountable for sponsoring a gay pride event? You don't have to go to the event. the event's not coming to your front door. It's not going to be in your neighborhood. Why would you worry about a gay pride event? Why would you worry if a company wants to attract members of the gay population? Why do you care if people are gay? I mean, nobody can really, I mean, people answer this question in just really stupid ways by, you know, they're sinning. Well, you know, you're a sinner too. And it just, it's sad to me that in 2025, we're still even talking about this. And then the number of people that think that they're bashing me by, you know, saying I'm gay or making references to my age. Or let me tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. You'd be lucky to look the way I look at your age, okay? You can criticize all you want. I am damn happy with who I am. I feel great, and I am loving life. And I have a great life, too. All right, I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, I love this song. This is the song Uneasy Rider on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar. Charlie Daniels released this song on this day in 1973. Listen to the lyrics. It's about prejudice in the South. Prejudice against hippies. Well, you kind of get it. You can't play the whole thing, but it's Uneasy Rider by the Charlie Daniels Band. It was a fun song. Just sort of painting the picture of the American South. At the movie Uneasy, or the end of the movie Uneasy Rider with Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper, how they were killed by people in Louisiana because they had long hair. I mean, really, that was the prejudice against hippies and people with long hair. It's amazing back in the 60s how ignorant people were. And if you had long hair, they judged you, and in some cases they wanted to either beat you up or kill you because you had long hair. I thought we would be over that kind of judgment, but apparently we're not. Hey, there's a guy, Wayne Johnson, who posts occasionally on the SOTA Facebook page. And he is I posted the picture of Rick Springfield. And I guess this guy is just angry and jealous of Rick Springfield and me and hates me. He went through and dug through pictures from the past and posted a picture of me. When I was in the in intensive care at the hospital, the university, the medical center, after a motorcycle hit me, I almost died. And it's just a picture of my bloodied face. And so I'm going to have to block Wayne Johnson. I mean, you know, guys like that, people like that don't deserve to be on the website. So Wayne, your ass is done. And I know it's not a big deal, but, you know, you can't, you know, you just don't deserve it. So, you know, you're done. If you disagree with me, that's okay. But just to be ugly, we don't have to tolerate that. I don't have to tolerate that. So just easy to block you. All right, let's go to Tony in Metairie. Tony, you're on WWL.
Yes, hi, Scoot.
Hey, Tony.
Hello. So I'm a veteran. I want to talk about D-Day some.
Okay.
Of course, D-Day, Friday is the anniversary of D-Day.
And, you know, we will be talking about that.
Good. So D-Day, the invasion, the bravery of the soldiers, it marked the beginning of the end of fascism in Europe.
That's right.
On Friday, on D-Day anniversary, we got to face the fact that that generation defeated fascism in Europe, and now we're facing a rising fascism right here at home.
Yes, we are.
So the Trump administration, by its actions, what it's done so far is aiming us away from democracy and toward an authoritarian, and we got to call it a fascist model of governing. Precursors to fascism in Europe were intentionally hateful rhetoric toward what the enemy, quote, enemies of the state. And today, I mean, in the 30s and 40s, the enemies of the state were Jews. Today, the enemies of the state that Trump is encouraging us to target are immigrants who are smeared with, you know, big broad brush as violent criminals and gang members. So in Germany, the regime targeted the press, shut down the press, encouraged gangs to go and burn down buildings that were the newspapers were that disagreed with Hitler. the most serious thing I think that's going on is the dismantling of the rule of law here.
Yeah.
In 1933, Hitler was elected chancellor, and he immediately tried to consolidate power under him. What do we see today? President Trump is seeking to concentrate power by defying court orders that he doesn't like. He has usurped power that was delegated to Congress. Unbelievably, when asked if he was bound by the Constitution, he said, I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
So the Trump is not Hitler, but we have to, as we remember D-Day, we've got to remember and we've got to confront and understand the reality that he is aiming us in that direction. So we need to ask ourselves, do the president's actions more closely resemble the fascist Third Reich in Germany, or do they more closely resemble 249 years of American democracy?
Well, they certainly don't reflect the physical manifestation of Hitler's mentality, but they reflect maybe in some ways the emotional mentality of a fascist or of a dictator. And you're right with much of what you say, and I think we are prepared in this country. We have been prepared for attacks from the outside. We're not so prepared for attacks from within. But I think that's something that we need to think about. We will be talking about D-Day on Friday, Tony. And thank you for your service to our country. I appreciate the call. Eric is in Ocean Springs. Hey, Eric, you're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
You know what's amazing is that the baby boomer generation is that they don't fell off a cliff or something. You know, we were raised in, fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers. We didn't even condone this type of behavior, even this kind of talk of gay pride. And the baby boomers slipped around, and now they're agreeing with everything, that's going against what the word of God says. Call it evil good and good evil. No man ever born will be born from the fiscal problem. Now, the guy talking about the climate change earlier, www.forbes.com, Business Energy. You can find that January 11, 2021. Now I've registered myself with Bill Gates. Is financially backing the development of sun-dimming technology that will potentially reflect sunlight out of the Earth's atmosphere, potentially bring a cooling and weather climate. Everybody's playing guard now. And in California, Universal Studios, Mexico, California, several of my family lived there. They had these tools. They show you these weather-making machines. Some of these movie sets you can see, it's raining. And in New York, back in the 70s, they used to make artificial snow in certain areas of the city where it was snow over there, all the Christian snow. So we see right now where the devil has taken control of the social media, taken control of the networks, and guys like you who condoning this type of stuff, and not giving the guy a chance to reflect on what he's actually saying is true. This technology and the people playing guard now. And if I was to walk outside my house right now where I live in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, with no clothes on, I'd get arrested. But gay pride, oh, it's fine. Would you bring your grandkids or great grandkids to gay pride? Hell no, I wouldn't. For what?
Yeah, I would.
He's a man, next first individual, men with men, women with women. That's an abomination. The Bible says that's a stinking God's nothing. Baby boomers have forgotten about God.
And it's all right. Well, Eric, listen, appreciate the fact that you're listening to our show, and I hope you have a great afternoon. All right. I guess we need to get to some text messages. You want to get to some text messages now?
No, let's take a break and then
come
back.
Okay, we'll take a break a little bit early. Also, I want to just tell you briefly about why Elon Musk is so pissed at Trump. I think he was kind of forced out, but also there's a little bit more. Axios reporter Mark Caputo has spoken to two people who are in frequent communication with both Donald Trump and Elon Musk, and he says that Musk is just really upset with Trump. This is why he's bashing Trump's big, beautiful bill, telling every American voter to vote out of office anybody that votes for the bill. And that's a lot of people. That'd be Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well, if she's thrown out of office, I hope they find somebody else to replace her so we can have somebody to make fun of. Anyway, it's Elon Musk is upset because Donald Trump refused to run air traffic control, the systems through Elon Musk's satellite internet company, Starlink. It's also about Trump's decision to withdraw from nominating a Musk ally to serve as the NASA administrator, and it's the tax credit for electric vehicles being cut in the bill that was a blow to Musk's company, Tesla. So he's upset about those things. Also upset that he was serving in this position and he wasn't going to continue. But Elon Musk has reasons to be upset with Donald Trump. Donald Trump made an enemy of somebody who has really, really turned on him. All right. So look, what's going on right now? It's June 4th. This is the beginning of Gay Pride Month. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. We will be back on WWL. If you are a company, if you would like to promote your company, I mean, who wouldn't want to promote their company? Well, you know, you can do this with t-shirts and visors and merchandise. And, you know, you might think this is expensive, especially if you're a small company, but it's not too expensive if you go to Logo Express. You get it for less at Logo Express. You know, Roger is just a really smart businessman, and he's not greedy, and he has developed a whole niche out of not charging you as much as he could charge you. He's actually losing money on every transaction because he's not charging what he could, because other people are charging more. Logo Express is charging less. They're doing a phenomenal job. It is top quality apparel, top quality merchandise, and the work that's done is impeccable. And Logo Express is local. It's a local company. You're supporting a local business. The money stays right here. The people working there are raising families here in the New Orleans area. And you can call them if you have any questions. Janet will answer the phone. The number is 504-503-0099. 504-503-0099. They're right off the West Bank Expressway, off the Manhattan exit at 658 Lesson Court, behind Lesson Chevrolet. Also right next to Perfume Headquarters at 2034 Woodmere, just off LaPalco, behind Ford of Harvey. But they do just a great job. They've got a great creative department. If you need any help with the artwork, the creative work, they'll help you with that. But visors and caps and t-shirts and all the stuff that's going to be used this summer, man, put your company name on that and get that stuff out there so people are seeing your company name all the time. And you can get it done for less at Logo Express. Here's the website, logoexpressmarketing.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I love Avril Lavigne. I thought she was so cute. Oh, she's still very, very cute. On this day in 2002, on the SOTA Rock Culture calendar, at the age of 17, Avril Lavigne released her debut album, Let Go. It included Skater Boy, I'm With You, and this song. I love the way she talked. On your fancy clothes. Your clothes. She was from Canada, eh? I took a picture with her backstage, and she's like a tiny girl. I think I left that picture with my last relationship. I lost a lot of pictures over the years.
I watched this music video quite recently because you know, I used to watch music videos time to pass the time. This music video is such like a frozen moment in time of what adults thought teenagers thought was fun in 2000 or what is it?
2002. 2002.
Let me tell you, I was 18 in 2002 and we weren't running around the mall causing chaos, you know, chasing cops around. Give me a break.
Well, but Avril Lavigne's image was that, you know, pop punk, you know, she was like the alternative to the manufactured Britney Spears. She was like the shred Betty. She was like the, you know, the skater girl and the snowboard girl. And, you know, I thought she was adorable.
Yeah, she's, I mean, this is what Capitol Records, they're like, how do we combine Sum 41 and Britney Spears? I got it. Get that Canadian girl on the phone. Give her a tie. Give her a tie and a skateboard.
Oh, give her a tie and she wears the tie. She wears the tie with a t-shirt, just you know, underneath the vest.
Made $1 million off that.
Yeah, where you wear the t-shirt, the tie, and then you put the shirt on top of that.
That's the look, Avril.
Was the look. And the raccoon eyes. With the dark makeup. Raccoon eyes.
Big time makeup.
Yeah. I like the way you wear your clothes, in your fancy clothes. That's the way she would talk.
You
in her clothes.
Somebody. You know, there some of the other songs on that album are pretty catchy. You know, Skater Boy?
Yeah, I love Skater Boy.
Skater Boy is great because it's got a twist. It's got a game to it. You know, like a lot of country music songs, like kind of tell a story.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of twist or like a bit, an element in there that you kind of like 3/4 of the way through your song, you're like, that's what it's about.
Oh, come on. Let's sample Skater Boy.
Play Skater Boy. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was spelled, the title of the song is spelled
S-K-A,
the number 8, E-R-B-O-I, Skater Boy. It's a boy in fancy clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's where the flip comes, where you realize that the song is about her.
A boy.
I'm just a girl. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then she wore the baggy pants.
Oh, yeah.
Baggy shirt. That. Yeah.
Nobody was dressing like that in my high school. Yeah. I don't know.
I saw people dress like that. Then the song "I'm With You" was a ballad. It was
all right.
Very nice. This was a nice song from. This was the other third hit from her debut album.
Now let me. I really relate to this because in Colorado, when I go back there for Christmas, and I'm like walking through my little hometown, and it's snowing, and it's nighttime, and it's dark, and it can be kind of lonely.
I love that.
This song is always like in my head.
And, really?
Yeah. Isn't anyone trying to find me?
Wow. Yeah, I can see the imagery of that.
It's a powerful song.
Now, you know, I was walking down the mall, which is the main street. It's just pedestrian in downtown Denver. There's just buses and pedestrian traffic. Yeah, there's no cars. And I'm walking down there at night, and it was snowing. And the song that was in my mind, that I sing in my mind when I was walking down that street, was "It's My Life" by John Bon Jovi.
Oh, you love "It's My Life."
I love that
song
by John Bon Jovi.
That is a great song. What a rare, like, kind of late career.
Yeah.
Mega hit. You know what year? That couldn't have been much later than
that. No, I'm going to say that might have been close to. That would no, it probably been 2004. I'm guessing 2004.
It's My Life, Bon Jovi.
Maybe 2003.
Off their 2000 album.
Wow.
Crush.
Yeah. In fact, let's play that going to break because, because it was on this day in 2000 that Bon Jovi released Crush. No, not released it.
What?
On this day in 2000, Bon Jovi's Crush was number one on the UK charts.
Uh-huh. We'll go to break with It's My Life.
Yeah. I mean, just a great song. And you know what? It's in the face of all the criticism that I get, and you know, use me as an example. This is also about the criticism that you get. It's your life. You lead your life. And when I say that, you know, regardless of the criticism, I'm not changing. If you get criticism, don't you change either. You listen to that voice inside of you that tells you who you are and who you should be. And not everybody has the courage to follow that voice. I do, and you do too. So you follow that voice. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to get criticism. But you know what? If you don't get criticism, you're not doing something right. In fact, a lot of the criticism is based on jealousy. A lot of the criticism is based on people who are jealous because you have the courage to be free and to be yourself. And man, that is just a message that I have carried with me my entire life. And I'm not leaving that message at all. All right. Yeah, let's get to a break here. All right. Let's get to a break. I also want to hear this song. Later hit for John Bon Jovi. Awesome song. It's My Life. Listen to some of the lyrics. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. And a reference to Frankie from Living on a Prayer. Frankie said he did it my way. Cool. I'm Scoot on the air. Do it your way. We'll be back on WWL. All right, we are halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Hey, we never got to that topic about Taylor Swift being a cat person. She had a cat in a recent video that went viral while she was celebrating getting all of her music back. So we'll talk about cat person, dog person. We'll talk about that on the show tomorrow. I think there are more cat people who understand dog people than dog people who understand cat people. But you're going to be surprised at some of the people who are cat people. I mean, I love dogs, but I'm a cat person. All right, we'll talk about that on the show tomorrow. Sports Talk is coming up next, and Mike Dettillier, Steve Geller will be joined by Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, and they'll be talking about the Saints. All right, we had a great show today, a lot of stuff going on, and if you have been worried about chemtrails, leave this show today, and don't worry anymore. Relieve yourself of being concerned about chemtrails. They're harmless contrails, despite what people might tell you. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Courtney P. Join me on new on Substack, Scoot on the Air, Substack. Go to Substack.com. Doing a lot of stuff there. Also Facebook and Instagram. And hey, have a great afternoon. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.